Earlier in Pedek Lamed Tes, the Alter Rebbe explains how the Aveda that one serves God with Ava and Yira, that comes from intellect, from the knowledge and the understanding of God's greatness, that Aveda connects the Neshama with the world of Bria. And the Aveda of love and fear that comes from the natural love that every Jew has as an inheritance, since that's instinctive, not as a result of his intellect, it connects that neshama with the world of Yetzirah. What about the world of Atzilus, the highest of the worlds? So the Rebbe says in today's Shia Tanya, on page 4, 545, for the 28th of Adar Beis, the Elam Ha'atzilus, Shehu L'mayla Me'aseichel V'Hasage V'Havana, V'Seichel Nivro, the world of Atzilus, which is even higher than intelligence, beyond what a created being can understand, because although there is intellect in the world of Atzilus, and therefore you would expect that an intelligent being will be able to understand the world of Atzilus, but the Chochma Bina and Das, the divine wisdom, as it is in the world of Atzilus, is so united with the Eibishter himself, the Yichud Atzum V'Nifla, in a wonderful unity, an intense and wonderful unity. The Yeses Eis V'Yeser Oz Le'en Ketzim Be'elam HaBriya, much greater, much more intensely united than it is in the world of Briya. Kisham Yardu Le'heir V'Bechinas Tzimtzum, because there in the world of Briya, the divine attributes descend there, and are in the process of descending, restricted or constricted, in order that the world of Bria should be able to exist. So that created beings, which begins in the world of Bria, that the created beings should be able to receive some of the divine attributes of wisdom, of Seichel, of Chabad, Leida es Hashem, Ulahav and Ulahasig, Eza Hasaga Be'er Sev Baruch Hu, that the created being should be able to know something of God, and to comprehend something of the Eibishter. Kifike Yachsichlim HaNivroyim Shem Bailigvul V'Tachlis, according to the ability of a finite intellect. Therefore, the intelligence or the intellect of the world of Bria is contracted and restricted so that it is graspable to a created being. Shelo yisbatlu b'metziyusam v'lo yiyu b'gedin nevroim klal, so that they don't become dissolved in that knowledge, and to where they stop being created beings. Rak yachzeru l'mekeidam v'sharsham, if they understood too much, if there was an infinite revelation of Seichel to the created being, he would dissolve and would return to their source and their root, Shehu Bechinas Alikus Mamish, which is godliness itself. So if the godliness of Atzilus, in other words, the Chabad of Atzilus, were to express itself completely, without restriction, into the world of Bria, and the creation of Bria, the creatures of Bria, would be able to grasp godliness as it exists in Atzilus, then Bria would stop being what it is. It would stop being a created state. And so the world of Atzilus is a state of intelligence that is beyond the restricted condition of the created being, and therefore it is beyond knowing for the created being. So that even a neshama that serves God with intelligent love and fear does not rise to the world of Atzilus. In the Hayem Yem, for the 28th of Adar Beis, of Adar Sheni, the Rebbe writes that Nisicha Besudas Bris Mila. This was a sicha that was said at the meal of a bris, and that's why the Rebbe mentions the minhag, that haracham on the bris mila emrim, that our minhag is that we say the harachamans of the bris mila. So the sikha, the bris mila, was that the bris mila emrim kishem shenichnas la bris ken yikones l'teiro l'chupo l'maisim teivim, that at the bris we say that just as the child was brought into the bris, he should also be brought into Torah, Chuppah, and Maisim Teva. The Ne'egim Etzleinu, and our custom is, Amin Git Nek Dima Ad Ingels Alerenu, that we pay tuition for the boy's studies to the cheder where the child will eventually learn. And then the Rebbe, say the Friedrich Rebbe, gave a certain amount of money for the yeshiva, and he said, "Thus is for the yeshiva."